When voters across the state approved a new recreational and commercial cannabis industry in 2014, the city of Soldotna took a wait-and-see approach. With its two-year moratorium about to end, the city council has apparently seen enough. An ordinance was introduced this week that would extend the ban on commercial cannabis operations indefinitely. The topic originally came up back in April when the city administration was looking for some guidance with the end of the moratorium looming. They asked, do we draft rules for a new industry, or do we draft rules prohibiting that industry? Councilmember Tim Cashman put the motion forward at that time.
I look at a couple of, you know, vacant buildings in town, and I drive by, and I'm like, man, I would hate to see a sign that said, you know, get high at the Y. You know, it's a personal opinion. I know the town is pretty split on it. You know, we have enough issues and things going on in town here. I just don't think it's another thing. At the same time, we're funding teen centers or trying to fund teen centers and boys and girls clubs and alcohol and everything else that's going on in the world. I think that if people, you know, really need to get marijuana, we're not going to stop them from doing it.
Several people spoke against even introducing the ordinance. No public comments were in favor, but a central point emerged from that testimony, essentially asking the council why it has a problem with pot, but not alcohol.
Thank you, Daniel Lynch, downtown Soldotna. And I won't take any more time because I realize council wants to get to the Wednesday Park for liquid intoxicants that's served within 500 foot of a playground 2 or 3 times a week.
And indeed, City Manager Mark Dixon spent time Wednesday night explaining the lengths to which the city administration has gone to try and liberalize alcohol sales for restaurants, specifically addressing state laws regarding the issue of liquor licenses.
I find it crazy that we have a Mexican restaurant that can't serve a margarita. The laws here are just totally upside down. You know, the state law gives the local municipalities wide jurisdictions, most of you are here tonight, with regard to marijuana, but when it comes to a beer and wine license, our hands are tied. And so, you know, we've been fighting this battle with the state for 2 years. We weren't invited to meetings. We interjected ourselves into the meeting. We've been rather bullish and rather rude about this, and we are continuing to fight this battle.
The battle over cannabis will continue as well. A public hearing on the ordinance to ban marijuana businesses in the city is set for September 13th. In Kenai, I'm Shaylin Cochran.